Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves.
Thank you, Aiden. Thank you particularly for being tall enough that I don't have to move the microphone very much. It's not one of the requisites of camp to be over 6 feet tall, but I think most of our male staff are. I want to also thank Old South and thank everyone who's viewing this on Facebook. This camp experience over the last couple of years has been amazing. It's been very challenging like the rest of the world, but it has been amazing. And I thought about it this year for a few moments because I started camp as a camper in 1992. So this is my 30th year this year of being involved in camp, either as a camper or as a staff member or as the youth group director here at Old South. And really, when you think of 30 years of your life being involved in something, it's quite a feat. And it's been quite interesting to see the changes. I'm reminded of that here today in church, as I was last summer when I was able to speak outside. As I look around and see us wearing masks and I think about where we are as a society, I would punctuate that by reminding you that when I work with teenagers, teens are adept at dealing with change. And we may oftentimes think about teens and their reliance on social media or the way that they interact as somewhat of a challenge for many of us that have a way that we do things. Teens are very adept to change, and they are able to use new technology and to think about things in different ways because they're adaptive. They were able to adapt this year at camp, and when we get into the scripture for today in Psalm 126 about dreaming, which is really what I want to talk about, you know, they were able to dream camp and make it a reality. This year was amazing because of that. So I thank you for all of my years at camp, for the congregation's support of me, not only as the youth director, but for my many years as a camper and making this program happen. I'm hopeful that we have many campers as well as their families who are able to view this either now or in the future and realize that the thank extends to all of them as well. And to all of the other UCC churches who are a part of our camp program now or have been in the past. We are a culmination of all of those events, and over my 30 years, never has that been more present to me than this year, when the efforts of so many made this happen. Now, over the last year and a half of COVID, certainly our youth group program and our camp program have had to adapt as well. We have been lucky that we've had the support of many advisors like Aiden or my wife Jessica, who's here today, or many of the advisors who are able to join us at camp, those who can live stream in to some of our meetings when we met online and they come from college or around the country to join us. We have been very successful and very capable to move forward. Our last year in youth group, we met 39 times throughout the year. 26 of those times, even in the midst of COVID, we were able to meet in person here at the church on Sundays, and we did not miss any Sundays due to COVID. We were able to either meet in person or virtually. And as I said, two-thirds of those times that we met, we were able to meet in person. While our numbers this year for youth group were in the 300s of total signups, as opposed to our normal 700 teens, we still had numerous individuals that were able to be a part of our youth group in multiple capacities, and we hope to continue that. You know, it was a wonderful year overall for us in youth group. You know, our theme for the year was that we are all in this together. And when our teens chose that for youth group last year as their theme, the idea of COVID and how that would affect all of us as we needed to move forward and support one another was certainly in their minds. When we chose the camp theme for this year, we chose the theme, the game of life. And going away at camp for the last week, we certainly talked about the games that have been part of our lives, like Candyland and Sorry and many other fun games. But we spent most of our time in our camp program understanding how life was being affected by those people around us and those events around us. So for that 110 campers from multiple churches, for our 60 advisors, the last week together up in New Hampshire was really a chance for us to live out the game of life and to move forward. It was an amazing time. We were able to have everyone come together, and we started the week, as you might imagine, a little anxious about what may happen. We had tested many individuals and asked for vaccinations from all of our staff to make sure that we were safe for those that were with us. We had tested those folks who came to camp, and when we got those results back a couple of days later, and we could take some masks off knowing that everyone there was safe, it was certainly a blessing for all of us, and it changed the complexion of camp. You know, the camp program, for those that are unfamiliar with it, is really a special program, and we've been lucky to, for many years, be able to have so many people benefit from that program. We have a chance each day to meet in small groups for a couple of hours and talk about different themes throughout our lives, talk about relationships and family. And this year, unlike any other year, that time together was really a bonding experience for our groups. In the evening, we have our talent shows and we had dances. We have campfire and fellowship together. But we also have our chapel service, where every day the teens themselves are able to lead the program and take the scripture from that day, like the scripture from today, and read that scripture and interpret it in their own way and understand how that impacts and what that means to their lives. One of the most amazing parts of this week during our chapel service was our last chapel service of the week on Thursday, when our newest campers, our 7th and 8th grade campers, have the chance to lead our chapel service. And we had 15 campers who wanted to be a part of that. Now you can imagine for a chapel service, when we have a benediction at the end and a call to worship in the beginning, a reading of scripture in the middle, breaking those three parts up across 15 people is a little bit difficult, a little bit challenging, but we definitely did our best to make sure that that happened. And we were really blessed to have Reverend Bill Ferguson from Pilgrim Church in Duxbury be able to help us lead that. I was amazed that our 15 junior high campers that wanted to be a part of that were so eloquent and so engaged. The week for them was an amazing one, and I hope that many of you who are here at church or who are online viewing this have had a camp experience or have known someone who's had that camp experience to bring home the energy that they have at camp and bring that back to all of us. You know, I think when I look at the camp week, I was thinking of an interesting way to pull it all together. And for me, it's, you know, a mix of the temporary tattoos that I currently have all over my body and the bug bites I have from being outside all day, as well as those long nights by campfires and a raspy voice because of all the songs that we sang, but also just a joy that we call the camp spirit. A joy and for me, a grounding. A grounding that when I come back from camp every year, I feel much more at peace. Similar to hopefully the feeling we have when we leave church on a Sunday and we feel a little bit better about where we are in the world and the support that we have. We often will say to our staff, or our staff will say to us, as well as the campers, that camp spirit, you know, lives on when we come home from camp. And we do our best to have it last as long as possible. We also say to our staff and to our campers that hopefully your buckets have been filled when you're at camp. And by that we mean if we could collectively take all of the good compliments and all of the good words that people push towards us and fill that bucket up inside of us, our well of goodwill would be full for as long as possible to help us go out into the world. I think after a week of camp, that we have been planning for many years through anxiety and regulations and worries. I think after this year at camp, all of us that went to camp have overflowing buckets. And I hope that some of that overflow might spill out into the community and allow everyone else to have that camp spirit and to feel it. If you have family or friends that have been to camp this year, I would encourage you to reach out to them and to take some of that from them, to take that energy and positivity, especially in this time when we worry about so much in the world, especially in this time when we have so much anxiety and fear. Take that camp spirit and have a little bit of that to encourage you. Now, when I talked to Jenny earlier in the week about this day and how we wanted, what scripture we wanted to use and what I would like to speak about, I really was taken by Psalm 126. And I first thought about this psalm just after Christmas, when I believe Reverend Jenny put it into our Christmas bundles. I had it on my counter at home, and Psalm 126, I just remember the line, "We were like men who dreamed." And the more I read this psalm and thought about the song and what it meant, I thought more about the experience that we all have and the experience that our teens have had and our inability to dream. Over the last year, we have been a bit handcuffed or anchored by the weight of the world around us, by the fear and anxiety that things like COVID bring to us, which for many generations before, as we know, Psalm 126 was not written this year, other people have had to deal with. You know, this psalm, when I looked into it, is once again, sadly, a challenge to the Jewish people who had been moved out of their homeland and had to come back again. And when they came back again as persecuted people, they were able to dream. And the folks who came back to Zion or to Jerusalem were able to say to themselves, "We finally have the opportunity to live our lives. Our expectations were far below even the reality that we now have. We are able to dream and make the world a better place." I challenged our campers this year when we had a chance to talk over the campfire on our first night to think about this scripture, because we have waited for many years for our camp program to be back to what it was, to being in person and to have that joy of fellowship. I challenged our campers that this week of camp should be an opportunity for them to dream, to live as people who can dream and can do new things, who are not hamstrung by what is going on around them, but instead are enabled by wonderful people at camp, by the time that is given to be together in fellowship, and by the place, being out in nature and having that opportunity. And I bring that back, I hope, to everyone who's viewing this online and to everyone here as a challenge that I hope we can all have, so that we all might rise up and live our dreams. It will not be easy the next few months, and really any few months ahead of us in our lives. There will always be challenge, whether they are social justice issues or political issues, whether they deal with pandemics or interpersonal conflicts. We will always have problems, but we cannot ever limit our dreams, is what I challenged our teens to believe in, and I challenge you to believe in. Our dreams are so important as they make the world a reality, the world that we want, the world that can get better. So I truly hope that our teens will continue to think about that. I hope that they will bring that joy into our community and that this congregation will continue to enable that to happen over the years to come. We have youth groups starting again in a few weeks on September 12th, and we hope for hundreds and hundreds of teens once again to be affected by that program. Our teen leaders have already met, and they would love for us this year to have a theme that is, "Oh, the places you'll go," an inspiring theme to think about how we can make our dreams a reality and how we can move forward and think about what the future might be like. Our teens are adept at dealing with change, and they oftentimes will think beyond where we already are. They are now focused on what comes next, not what we are mired in, but what comes next. What places will we go? What can we do, and how will we get there? I take this scripture, this psalm, as a reminder of the places that we will go and that we can choose that direction. We are the ones that will dream our own reality, and that dreaming will allow us to move forward. I truly want to thank this congregation for a third time, because for the last 30 years, I have been supported by a family beyond my own blood to be able to do the things that I want and to be able to live the dreams that I have had. And I will continue to do that as long as you will let me and as long as I am able to work to make sure that our community and the teens in our community have that chance as well. I thank you so much for the chance to be here today. And I truly believe that we have great places to go and great dreams to make. I do need to introduce